my esteemed guest this afternoon is Douglas County Commissioner Kyle Steinberg. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you because there's a lot going on in Douglas County, and we're going to try to see what we can cover in the limited time that we have. But well, first off, I want to talk a little bit about this Free Disposal Day. You guys are doing a Free Disposal Day. It is a couple of weeks from this Saturday.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we're doing a Free Disposal Day. Want to make a couple of things, you know, clear. It's for residents that live in the county, outside the city limits. The folks that live in the city, they already have some things worked out with waste management to where they get some disposal days, but the county was always left out. So, you know, waste management, I'd like to thank them. They were gracious enough to, you know, include all the county residents. So this is, you know, our first ever event. So we want to get the word out there, and we want to help clean up Douglas County. And with waste management's help, we are, you know, allowing Douglas County residents that live in the county outside of city limits to have a free disposal day.
All right, so the disposal day is going to be Saturday, September 8th from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think it's important because people just think they can just dump everything in the vehicle, the van, the truck, the whatever. So let's clarify what people can bring and what people cannot bring.
Sure, sure. You know, I want to get to that definitely, but before we get to that, I want to let everybody know that they have to go to 19th Street down to the Douglas County Transportation and Land Services building, and they actually have to get a ticket for the dump, which they will have to present. So it's very important that you need to do that before August 31st. We need to let waste management know how much we're bringing. So you have until the 31st of August to get signed up for it. So once you're signed up for it, the things that you are allowed to bring is you can bring concrete, rocks, wood, plastic, old furniture, general debris around your house, even asphalt, construction materials, even tires. But there's a few things you're not allowed to bring. So we definitely, you know, don't want to have those included. And those are grass clippings. Those can become a spontaneous combustion hazard and start fires. You're not allowed to bring any dangerous or hazardous waste, paint, liquids, no asbestos or appliances.
Yeah, I'd imagine the appliances are not that conducive to being out in a dump.
No, there is a recycling facility just down the road, though, so you could stop there before you got to the dump and drop off an appliance and then continue on to the dump if you felt so inclined.
Put the broken down couch or recliner in one spot, the stove in the back where it's easy to get to. Stop at the recycle place, then head on down to the free.
Exactly, then head on down and get rid of the old broken down couch.
So you talk about this ticket. So what do people need to give in terms of information? Do they just need to say, hey, we're coming? Or do they need to kind of get details on what they want to get rid of, how much they think it's going to be?
No, they're going to come down. They just have to verify. You can take up to 10 yards. So we're just kind of going to get a person count to give to them and I guess guesstimate how much is going to come from that. But you have to just go down and verify through your address and that you live in the county. And so that'll be done down at 19th Street with our, with the people down there. So,
yeah. So I guess, you know, if you have a couple hundred people and 10 yards is your max, then it's like, you know, no more than 2,000 yards is coming, but probably less.
Correct. Correct. So we just want to get a general count of the people that are coming, and we want to verify that the people that are going are our county residents outside the city limits.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's something that people, I think, would be important to understand because if you're in East Wenatchee or if you're in Waterville or any of the other kind of towns, the cities that have these options, this isn't for you, unfortunately. We're sorry.
Yeah, no, it's they negotiate, the cities negotiate their garbage contracts separate of the county. So that's somewhat why they're excluded out of this opportunity because this is just for those people that have been previously excluded. So we want to, you know, try to help clean up our county. And once again, I'd like to thank Waste Management for allowing us this opportunity.
You kind of were touching on that, and I kind of want to see if I could get more out of you. I always try to get more out of people. You talk about kind of why you guys are doing this, why you guys wanted to have these sort of disposal days and days that you can offer for these residents to get rid of essentially junk.
Yeah, you know, we nobody likes looking at junk, you know, aesthetically, and you know, there's health benefits to clearing out junk and debris around people's households and getting rid of unwanted pests and rodent problems. So, you know, we just want our county to, you know, be clean. And this is a way that helps people that some people might not be able to afford it. Other people just might not have had the opportunity. And so we just try to give people the opportunity to help clean up the county.
All right. So the first thing we need to make sure is that people go down between now and next Friday. They need to go down to the 19th Street, county building or the 19th Street. What, you said it and I've just blanked.
Transportation and Land Services building. So if you go on Sunset Highway, you'll go to the light there, and you'll go down towards the river, and you'll see it down there once you go there. It's the Transportation and Land Services building on the bottom of 19th Street.
So we get you registered there. All right, so we got you registered and everything, and then on the day that you do this, I mean, you'll get directions, I'm guessing, when you register anyways, but where is the actual disposal going to take place?
The actual disposal will be out at the landfill. So okay. I believe it'll be out at the landfill, and you will need to have your coupon or your ticket with you to go there. And the landfill, for those people that don't know where the landfill is, it's out on Batterman Road, which is, if you travel up Grant Road, you go past the airport and kind of continue on that road. It turns into Batterman Road, and it's down there a few miles past the airport. So
it's a pretty drive, by the way.
It's not a bad drive. It's out in kind of the rural part of Douglas County, a lot of apple orchards and cherry orchards. So, but that's where the landfill's at, and that's where the disposal will be taking place.
Yeah, because I did the drive up there. I went, I wanted a different way to go. I had to get over I was heading towards Quincy or something, and I was like, you know what? I always just jump right on the highway. And not that the river is not a beautiful drive. It is. But just go up that way. It's just it's a pretty little bunch of orchards. Yeah. Apples and cherries and all that stuff. It's just gorgeous area up there.
Yeah, it's real nice. Actually, I live out in that area, so I'm blessed to get a look at that on a daily basis. So yeah, it's a little more of a different scenery. It's a scenic route. If you're headed to Quincy, sometimes take that route.
Okay. Of course, Douglas County's got a lot going on. Today's opening day of the fair.
Yes, today is opening day of the fair. I want, you know, to let everybody know that encourage them to go up there. I'm real excited about the fair this year. It's growing. You know, we're trying to build the fair back up. I know the other two commissioners and myself have, you know, been really vested in trying to support it, you know, financially and try to rebuild our fair. You know, we have a great rodeo there. We got a carnival back this year with a few carnival rides for the young kids, a couple carnival rides for the big kids. I think we have some big slingshot thing that shoots you way up in the air. I'm not going to do it, but I've heard it's
terrifying.
It's not for me, but I'll probably watch. Yeah, we have a bunch of vendors this year. I believe all of our vendor spaces were sold out. I think we were running out of places to put vendors. I know the animal barns are full, so there's a lot of stuff for kids to do. I know we've really put a big emphasis this year. Our new fair managers put a huge emphasis on, you know, things for kids to do. There's a kids zone and lots of activities for kids. So it's a really full family event. So I would encourage everybody to go up there and check out the fair, the North Central Washington Fair up in Waterville.
Yeah, the big concert looks like it's going to be Black Hawk is going to be up there.
Correct, yeah. There's a concert Friday night. Black Hawk's coming into town, so they'll play Friday night. You can still get tickets for that. It's always fun to go up there. You know, for the adults, there's a beer garden. There's family sections. It's a lot of fun.
And it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's correct. Yep, the concert's Friday night. The fair opens today. You know, there's a livestock auction, you know, on Saturday. Always encourage people to go up there to that. I've been doing it for the 13 years that I've owned my business here. You know, we like to go up and support the kids at the fair in 4-H and FAA and, you know, support the kids. You can help buy their animals and, you know, reward them for what they've done to get those animals ready for fair, and it's a great way to fill up your freezer before winter.
That's a lot of meat that could come your way.
It is
way
a lot
right
of meat,
there.
Yeah. It is a lot of meat.
I'd imagine, too, because you probably have, like, a connection up there. You go and you buy the cow or the sheep or whatever it is that you buy, and then you just like, all right, send it over to that guy. He's going to take care of it, and I'll take
yeah,
the meat.
Yeah, if you want to go up there and you're a local business, you don't have to necessarily buy animals. You can support the kids through add-ons. You can just, you know, give the kids some add-ons. Just give them some money for what they've done, and if you do want to retain the animals, you can, and there's packers right there that'll take them away, and then they leave you with packing instructions, and you tell them what kind of cuts you want, and they take care of everything for you, and you just go pick it up when it's done.
It is entertaining to watch, by the way.
It is a lot of fun.
If you do nothing else, if you just want to go look at the animals and hear the callers, it is just entertaining.
It is a live auction. It is a lot of fun. People do sometimes get excited, and there is some bidding wars, and there's some ghost bids where people get ghost bid up, and there's, you know, family members bidding each other up, and it's a lot of fun. It's a family event, and I'd like to encourage all other local businesses to get out there and support these kids. You know, a lot of them work really hard raising these animals, and they learn a lot in doing it, and, you know, they can make some good money doing it, help with school and things like that. So we've always gone up there and tried to help out kids, and so I would encourage anybody else that owns local businesses to get up there and help support these kids.
Right, Kyle Steinberg, Douglas County Commissioner. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we have a lot more to talk about, including good news for the Douglas County budget, veteran services officer, and much, much more. This is The Agenda. I'm Kevin Around, sitting in for Michael Knight. His Radio 560 KPQ time is coming up on 12:29. Kevin Around, sitting in for Michael Knight on The Agenda today. Dave Bernstein just handed this to me. A multi-vehicle injury accident has been reported on Highway or US 2 at the foot of Pine Canyon. There is an alternating traffic situation at that scene. We're going to look and try to get more details as we continue on throughout the afternoon. I'm here with Kyle Steinberg, Douglas County Commissioner, and sir, you've got some good news about the Douglas County budget.
Yes, I do. Actually, I was over at our offices this morning. I was talking to Karen, one of our financial people at the county, one of our accountants, and we have covered our operating costs for the entire year, and we did that with last month's revenue. So we are in the black for the rest of the year. So, you know, we've operated very fiscally conservatively. You know, we've worked to increase revenues, and it's showing because we're operating in the black for the rest of the year.
What does that mean, do you think, for, like, the residents of the county?
Well, one, it means we don't have to increase taxes on our residents, and that's a big deal to us. We, you know, everybody pays a lot of tax already, and we don't want to have to increase that. So being financially responsible and working towards increasing revenues is one way you keep from doing that.
What a refreshing idea,
yeah,
working financially responsibly.
So, yeah, we're real proud of that. I know the other commissioners and myself are. We've had a lot of great assistance from our staff. Our staff's done a lot of great work to help get us there. So we're real proud of that we're, you know, we're putting money away, in case things slow down or we don't have the revenues that we anticipate, that we don't have to go immediately to our, tax base, to our constituents to go into their pockets. We've saved for those times. So, that's what we're doing moving forward.
Are there projects that you guys kind of have in your head, that you're looking at down the line that maybe that you're thinking about, as you put this money away, like, hey, maybe we can't do it this year or next year, but maybe a few years down.
There's projects we're doing right now, and we've actually increased services that we offer. You know, we're building a new law and justice facility down in our 19th Street facility. It's going to be the new office for the Sheriff's Department, new courtrooms for our district courts. So that's a project that we saved for, and through good money management, we've been able to execute on that project without any increased revenues or any ask from our constituent base.
You talk about that Law and Justice Center and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. I know that you guys are also coming in and having he's called an officer, but a veteran service officer.
Yes, that's, you know, that's one thing that's real important to all the commissioners, especially important to me, being a veteran and a former Marine Corps veteran. We have a Douglas County Veteran Service Officer position that we're going to fill. We've opened that position up. So for the first time ever, Douglas County will have its own service officer that will be charged with helping our local veterans get the help and the services that they need and they're entitled to.
And I'd imagine that's challenging at times. I never served, but my family has served. My father-in-law is a former Marine. Sometimes I'd imagine it could be challenging to find the services and kind of the answers you need, and having that one point of contact, I'd imagine, is extraordinarily helpful.
It is helpful. It's helpful for the veterans. They're going to work out of the veterans, one of the veterans halls. So we're working with, you know, vets to help fill this position and, you know, valuing their input. So we get the right person that's going to be able to connect with these veterans in our valley. And like I said, get them the help they're entitled to and the help they need. So we're really looking forward that we're going to provide that service. And I think it's just something that's the right thing to do. And we're really looking forward to that.
Speaking of veterans, you guys are going to be installing a flagpole up by the airport.
Yes, we are. Yeah, it's kind of a pet project of mine that I've taken on and with the support of the other two commissioners. But we got the opportunity to have a flagpole donated to us. And it's a large flagpole. It stands 80 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big flagpole, and it'll have a big flag on it. And we're going to put that up, and, you know, that'll be in the end when it's all said and done. We look forward to, you know, having a dedication to our Douglas County vets. So that flag will be flying tall and proud over the roundabout out by the airport in Douglas County, and that'll be dedicated to our local vets.
Any timeline do you think we have that'll be get done?
You know, we're looking at the second week of September, getting started on the project. There's a lot of work that's going into it. You have to put a, you know, concrete foundation in, and you have to get a large crane out there to put the pole up. And, you know, there's some electrical work with the lighting and, you know, a lot of different moving parts to it. But it will be started in September, and we're looking to, you know, dedicate it hopefully by Veterans Day.
That'd be fantastic, yeah, by November 11th.
11th, correct, yeah. Yes. That's our goal, is to have it done and, you know, fully functioning and everything working, the lights and the flag up and everything, and have it I'm ready to be dedicated by Veterans Day. That's my goal. So that's what I'm working towards.
Even if you have to go out there yourself.
I know I am
grab
going.
A shovel.
No, that's exactly what's happening. You know, our county crews are busy doing other things. So, you know, a lot of great people. We'll get into it later once we've tallied up who everybody is that's helped with this project. But I can tell you that I've had a lot of great support from local businesses and local contractors with, you know, donations of equipment and donations of materials. So, yeah, but I'm going to be out there working on it, so myself. So that's our county, you know, the crews are out doing their thing, and, you know, they're allocated out to other projects. So, you know, we're going to have some volunteers and myself out there putting this thing together.
All right, fantastic. Kyle, thank you so much for swinging by today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, and thanks a lot for helping us get the word out about our Douglas County Free Disposal Day.